Hey guys, I'm starting out a new financial channel with my co-host Michael Santinato. His channel is called BeFire Become Financially Indestructible. And we're trying to get his new channel up to 1,000 subscribers, so if you guys could go down there, the link is down below in the description. Also, the content's going to be released on his channel about 2 to 3 weeks before it gets released on mine. Before we get started, first a word from today's sponsor, The Family Law Project. It's similar to RateMDs.com, and if you've been to a corrupt family court or woke school, you can now report terrible judges, teachers, caseworkers, and therapists on the Family Law Accountability Project. It helps you figure out which lawyers and educational institutions to avoid too. And by leaving a review, you help others having their academic or financial life wrecked by wokesters. What are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below.
Welcome everybody to the show. Michael Santinato here, teaching you and sharing with you how to become financially indestructible. Today we're talking to the one and only Sandman, and we're talking about Neo-Luddites and humanity trying to ban AI and shut down progress. Sandman, what is the deal with this nonsense?
Well, I think it's important to kind of understand what Luddites are to begin with. So when industrialization started in, you know, the late 18th, early 19th century, depending on where you were in, you know, England or the United States, what happened was a lot of the old artisans and craftspeople, they now had to start moving in working in factories, and they didn't want to do that. So what they did was the Luddite movement was all about destroying the machinery, destroying the looms that were creating, you know, the cloth. It was all about destroying the technology that was slowly enriching, you know, the capitalists and the lords that were also investing their hard stolen gold into these projects. So, but now the new threat is kind of the Neo-Luddites, the AI Neo-Luddites. So as AI starts to take over more and more jobs, you're going to start to see people get really upset that they're losing their jobs or losing their livelihoods. So they're going to start taking it out on the machines.
Of course. Okay. So that's what Neo-Luddites are. And so obviously we have this amazing technology, you know, happening all around us and increasing every day. So these people are trying to stop this from happening?
Well, they can't stop it from happening, but, you know, a good example of what they're going to be doing is, you know, there's a Waymo car a few weeks ago in San Francisco that was burned to the ground by protesters. So you're going to start to see like protesters attacking autonomous cars. Another good example of this is, you know, we're in the GTA, Greater Toronto Area, and for the last few years, the city has been putting in these photo radar cameras all over the place. And what people have been doing is knocking them over. So every time I would drive past the photo radar camera, it's like either it was knocked over, it was turned around, like people would literally like spin them around so the camera would be pointed in a different direction, or they would spray paint the place where the camera was. People like if you can't have people tracking all of this technology, if it's automated and everywhere. So what people are going to do is they're going to start messing with it. It's like, because they don't want to, they don't want to deal with being taxed, you know, and restricted based on, you know, how fast they can drive on the street. So half of the resources for the photo radar system went to having crews go out there and repair the cameras constantly. So every day there were like 10 or 20 cameras that needed repairing.
What a waste of our money, taxpayer money.
Yeah. So, but hopefully they made enough money taking pictures. So, but I haven't seen the photo radar cameras in a while now. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. My dad got a red light ticket. My dad is a super conservative driver, super conservative. And he got a red light ticket because his like rear tires were still on the crosswalk when the light turned red. And he got this crazy fine, you know, a couple hundred dollars. And I was like, and they had the pictures of it and everything. And then it was all automated and it was in the report and he got it in the mail. So all that whole process was done by robots. Like humans did not do that process. And I go, this is goofy. You can fight this and win this. Why? Because I learned when I went to college, for law enforcement, police foundations. I thought I was going to be a cop coming out of high school, right? The heck do I know at 18 years old? And they taught me that through the law, the yellow light means proceed with caution. So he was doing that. He was going through the yellow light, which you're allowed to do. And, you know, the car didn't finish going through the yellow. It turned red when his back tires were on the crosswalk or whatever. Well, obviously he was going through a yellow by the time his car even reached the crosswalk, right? The front of his car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the
So,
tennis, like people play tennis. It's like, is the ball on the line or is it out of the line? Like you're, this is what we're debating, right?
yes, semantics.
Yeah. So, you're going to see, like right now you're seeing like another group of kind of Luddites. Like I think they're going to become neo-Luddites are people who work in the film industry. In last year's like screen actors strike and actor strike was pretty much like a precursor of what we're going to see. Because I think the Teamsters are about to go on strike. And what they don't really realize is that AI through things like Sora is going to generate movies from beginning to end. And some people are smart. They actually see this. Like, I don't know if you know who Tyler Perry is, but
Oh
sorry.
yeah, the famous black guy who has his own production studio, who learned from Oprah, who has many, many movies and all
Yeah.
kinds of great, yeah, films for the black community for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he saw what was going on with Sora a couple weeks ago and he realized, wait a minute, I'm not going to expand another eight sound stages in my production company. This does not make sense because the production studio is going to be a losing business. So
Right.
he stopped expansion immediately because he realized that the game had changed.
Wow.
So
So he's using Sora now?
no, well, Sora's not technically available to the public yet. It's still kind of in testing. And even then, it's going to be years before it's perfected. But the technology is going to be there where you'll be able to create virtual actors. You'll be able to create entire like scenes. You'll be able to create like background extras. You'll be able to create everything. So it's,
Wow.
yeah. So in theory, you could have an actor in a room with a couple other actors, and everything else is built around them is completely artificial. The set.
Which is still like that today. It's so many films are shot on green screen. You know, you go on YouTube and it's like every Marvel movie. You watch the bloopers or the behind the scenes or whatever, and it's just like green screen, green screen, green screen,
But
green
you
screen.
won't even need that massive green screen because AI will just fill in the gaps. The person could be standing against a white wall and it could
Right.
generate everything for them.
Wow.
And it,
This is really amazing.
yeah, so but again, there's going to be like right now the Teamsters Union is thinking of striking in Hollywood. So it's not just about the people that are striking. It's their industry's becoming irrelevant. Like there's no way that they can survive once AI start once a person in their basement can write and use AI to make a film that's 10 times better than anything woke that Hollywood's making right now. So
Yeah.
they're done. So it's going to be interesting to see how they rebel and what they do. Will they attack the studios? Will they attack individuals making content? I don't know. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. This is really interesting because it reminds me of, when black and white films came out. I'm sure there were diehard, true blood, like fans of the black and white that didn't want to watch the color, that didn't want to watch or go to the, next level. And that happens with every piece of technology and every movement that happens on Earth. There's always those stallouts, those diehard people that, no, they want to stick to the old ways. They don't, why do things have to change? Why do we have to change things? It works. Why do we have to change?
Well,
They resist change.
it's not not okay, but okay, so let's say we go from vaudeville, which is like stage actors, to silent films, and then we go from silent films. So there was a transition between so a lot of vaudeville actors went into silent movies. But the problem is once silent went into like audio, like once you had voices, a lot of the actors couldn't make it because their voices were terrible. They didn't have voices that were good enough to be like voice actors and like physical actors on
Right.
screen. And then after that, you go into like color, but you also have to understand there's an entire industry. Like when you're shooting something, you have like 30, 40, 50 people on set. But I'm talking
Yeah.
about one person in front of their computer doing the work of 50 or 60 people in front. Okay, but look, I remember working in television back in the late 90s. And right now, I can put in my car an entire TV studio, go on location, set it up, mic everybody, put the three cameras up, and now I'm doing the job that used to take 10 or 15 people. And so the benefit of that is I can do all of that on my own, but I picked up all those skills while working in television, so I kind of know what I'm doing with that. But the problem in the film industry is a lot of these skills are very specialized. People spend their entire life becoming a 3D animator. They spend their entire life becoming an actor, right? So these skills are like, if these skills become obsolete, what are they going to do? They have no other skill. They're going to go wait tables. But if the robots haven't taken the jobs in the restaurants, right? Like it's going to get pretty crazy, because people are going to be lacking purpose. And when people lack purpose for living, they tend to do some pretty crazy things. And the only thing they're going to think of is like attacking the technology that's destroying their lives.
Right. They're going to either attack the people creating it, or they're going to try and attack the technology. But you can't attack AI. How are you going to ban AI? How are you going to attack AI?
Well, they're going to go maybe hijack, maybe they're going to go cut off the electrical supply to AI data center. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. Right. Big tech warehouses and data farms and server farms and things like that. They're going to bomb them, shut them down, or they're going to really, I wonder if EMPs, something that we've seen in video games and movies for decades. I wonder if those will become,
have you ever seen an EMP mainstream before? Like I've never seen an EMP go off ever. It's just theory. Like how do you construct a proper functioning EMP? I don't know.
No idea.
So like, that's why I think guys like Sam Altman, they're building their bunkers out in the Midwest or in the middle of the country on the continent. Or you get like, Zuck the Cuck, who drinks water like a duck, but he's also building this giant bunker in Hawaii. Right. So it's like, why is he building the bunker? Right. It's like, everyone's like, well, if AI goes crazy, it'll take everybody out. I'm like, wait a minute. He's not building the bunker to deal with the AI. He's building the bunker. Because if he takes everybody's jobs away, he's got to go hide, because they're all coming after him.
That's right. That's right. They're all coming after him.
So, think about it, right? You're going to need to bug out if you're the guy responsible for everyone having an existential crisis because they're all unemployed.
Yeah, I hear you. Man, this is amazing. I can't wait to watch this insanity unfold.
Well, it's pretty bad, right? Let me see. What else did I kind of... make notes on for this topic that I was looking through. So it's okay. There's a film that I think everyone should check out. It's called Harrison Bergeron. You could find it on YouTube, and it talks about something called, it's a film about what happens after the second industrial, after an industrial revolution, but it happens with the second US Civil War. And the film is basically what happens to the world after AI takes over a lot of the jobs. People kind of revolt and they take over the government and they simplify everything and they dumb everybody down, because they can't have production rising too quickly, because then everyone's unemployed and then there's a revolution. So we're going to have to figure something out. Like I don't know what's going to happen, but I think the one thing we have going for us is that population is declining, birth rates are falling. So we're going to need, we're going to have AI replacing a lot of the jobs that are disappearing in terms of people retiring. So right. I think it's going to help create more productivity, but at the same time, I mean, how many jobs will be lost? Will there more jobs be lost than created? I think more jobs will be lost than created, but nobody knows what the ratio is going to be.
There's always a trade-off. You're right. There's always a trade-off. No one knows what the ratio is going to be. There might be some kind of mathematical principle that might explain it, but there's always a trade-off, and it's gradual, and it's not all of a sudden. We know that for sure. And it doesn't apply to every country or industry, but I think it will happen. But also then you have, at the same time, it's easier than ever to create a business. So you'll have more entrepreneurs, more self-employed, more self-starter people.
But that's the thing. Like, if you have more people starting their own small business, the net return on that business is going to be tiny. So you're not just going to have one small business. You might have 10 or 20 small sources of income.
Yeah.
So people now are like, I have a side hustle and then I have my main job. Well, in the future, you're going to have like 10 or 20 side hustles. You're not going to have any main job. And it's
whacked.
Well, I'm already there, right? Like, I've on a daily basis, I don't know from what source of revenue I'm going to get money. But I know it, like, you know, today I had somebody pay for a coaching call. I sold some ads. I sold, like, YouTube gave me some money for ads. So it all kind of comes together, right? Tomorrow I might not get anything. I don't know, right? Like, tomorrow's another day, right? So it's just, you just don't know where the winds of change are going to bring. But here's the problem. What happens when people are poor and they can't afford things because a vast majority of them are unemployed? Mm-hmm. So that's a big problem. And our current banking model in the Western countries breaks if unemployment rates hit 20% because of all the money lending. So, you know, then what are we going to do? Like, we have to figure something out. So we need a deflationary currency to go with the deflationary technological economy. And you know what? AI could do all the work for us, and we could be living in, like, paradise, and we could have freedom to do all these other things that we want to do, and everything could be cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. But it's the central banks that are holding back the AI by printing more money, by creating inflation. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they're not going to stop printing money
until the money printers break.
Yeah. Which that won't happen because there's no actual printing. There's no actual printing press printing paper for money.
Well, people are just going to migrate to Bitcoin, or they're going to migrate to gold, or they're going to migrate to something else, right?
Yep. That's right.
So Bitcoin's as a store of value. So are they going to own the tech stocks as a store of value because the tech stocks will provide more and more value? So if you get, you know, if you hold your tech stocks and they're growing at 15, 20% a year, but inflation is 10% a year, you're still getting ahead.
Yeah, that's the way. That's the way, boy. That's the way.
Any last things?
That's great, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later.
Well, that's it. If you want these videos 2 weeks before I release them here, then check out the Financially Indestructible channel in the description. It's right near the top. If you have any finance-related topics that you want us to cover, then please leave them in the description. Michael and I both do coaching, and you can reach us through the links below too. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.